The four government regulations cover allocating frequencies, monitoring programs, and licensing broadcasting stations. They also limit foreign broadcast content, as well as foreign ownership of broadcasting outlets. This means, among other things, local broadcasters will no longer be allowed to air news packages from foreign broadcasters. The regulations also apply to foreign music shows featuring what the rules call indecent performances and foreign shows featuring sadistic scenes. The new rules were approved in November, but after an outcry by media companies and lawmakers, the government and parliament postponed implementing them for 2 months. They are to go into effect next month, but the exact date has not been set. Critics say the regulations, which are scheduled to be debated in Parliament on Monday, are open to a wide interpretation. The Minister of Communications and Information, Sofiane Jalil, agrees the law may be ambiguous. He says foreign broadcasts will be allowed, but limited and regulated.
Actually, it is not forbidden for foreign broadcasts to be related in Indonesia, but I think just the limit, the duration, time, and then also I think there is a mandatory for kind of delay policy.
Heru Handratmoko, the chairman of the Alliance of Independent Journalists, says the regulations stifle media freedom and should be abolished.
We insist that, yes, President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono have to abrogate this regulation, and number two, to remove the Minister of Communication and Information, Sofiane Jalil, and number three is to liquidate the Department of Communication and Information.
The Information Minister says the regulations will not hamper press freedom, and some controls over the media are necessary to uphold the values of the country.
I don't have a problem, for instance, with the Voice of America, with BBC, because you propagate, for instance, democracy, rule of law. But what if, for instance, a radio broadcasted from Mongolia or from North Korea and relay in Indonesia? What they are propagated is simply something is contrary to the values and to the philosophy of the country.
Many radio and television stations in the country carry news and current affairs programs from the British Broadcasting Corporation, the Voice of America, Deutsche Welle, and other foreign networks. Heru from the Journalists Alliance says local journalists benefit from this.
I think that the broadcasting journalists in Indonesia also have benefit from foreign broadcasting because they can learn much from their colleagues abroad about how to produce a news material, gathering information, and make a packaging as a broadcasting news.
The latest regulations are based on a 2002 broadcasting law. At that time, more than 100 television and radio stations had been operating without official control since the 1998 ouster of President Suharto, who ruled the country for 32 years. The Department of Communication and Information helped Mr. Suharto tightly control the news media, and it was abolished shortly after his downfall. It has been reinstated in stages over the past several years. Nancy Millie Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.